Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, your old pal, Nick. And I am your pal. We're friends. Also, I'm old. Having just turned 50, I'm often thinking about my mortality. Luckily, I have a good friend in Bob who reminds me of that fact pretty often, as he does on this episode. Enjoy.
You're 50 now. You think you're going to have a midlife crisis?
You know, I was thinking about that because I feel like... Where do you think a midlife crisis comes from?
My theory was always that it comes from you getting to a certain point in your life and realizing that you hadn't accomplished what you had expected to accomplish to that point in your life. And then as a result of that crisis, I think it manifests itself in doing stupid, immature things that you thought you didn't get to do up to this point. That's what I see it as.
Yeah, I always kind of summed it up as regrets. Like, I missed out on this, or I didn't get a chance to do that, or my window of opportunity had passed, and now I have to go back and do that. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that, or at least what I hope has happened, is that I've gotten, I think my midlife was long ago. I don't think I've got that many more years in me.
Okay, what's your brain say right now?
58.
No, don't say that.
Yeah. So that would have been 29?
You're going to break my heart.
29 was my midlife crisis. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
God.
Know.
This is scary when you talk like that. I put that in my brain because my imagination is too vivid. So I'm like, 58? Like, so in 8 years, I'm going to have to be delivering your eulogy?
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be me. I mean, who else?
Oh, yeah. You also have a lot of obligations as my, what I'd like to call in my will, the death dealer.
I have to like dole out revenge?
So there's revenge. Well, first of all, you have to take me... And I have to lay in state in a town square.
Okay.
So you have to do that first.
Okay. And I can wait. No, we're getting you stuffed. We're getting you stuffed first, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any okay, town. Okay. Good. Anywhere. It just has to be a town square.
Public. The public.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, good public.
Well lit.
A glass case.
Okay.
You know that I've already got that.
We're gonna put the helium needle coming out of your mouth so you can fill up balloons. Or are you gonna?
No. I don't have to fill up the balloons, but there do have to be balloons
okay.
there. Yeah.
Colors.
So, after that, burned. I think cremated is the term. But anyway.
You want it inside a little oven, or are we doing a pyre, like something public, like in the public square?
No, because then you need the ashes.
Okay.
Because
okay.
that's going to be being thrown in people's faces. So I have that list going.
Okay. All right. That's part of the role. I like that. Okay. Yeah. May I ask for a variation on that?
Sure.
Mix it with water, put in a squirt gun, squirt them in the
Easy.
Face.
Easy.
I'll do a power blast if you want.
You know, we could also mix it in with pottery clay. You can make something, go back to taking pottery classes, fire it, throw it at people.
Shatter it on them.
Yeah.
Kick an ash. I love this.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
We should do that.
That should be a basic service that we should kick an ash. We will take your ashes and do with them
ashes.
What needs to be done.
Okay, here's the process. You die.
Mm-hmm.
We ash you.
We ash you.
We put you into stuff. And we ash your enemies.
Yes. Right? That gives you, you're immortal at that point.
Yeah.
Especially if we cut
Everyone's going to remember you.
We'll scar them. Those scars will be you living on their faces.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be us for legal reasons.
No. We're subjugates or surrogates.
Subjugates.
That sounds wrong.
Surrogates.
So, is there a difference, really?
Sure.
It seems like it. I think a lot of the surrogates out there feel like they are subjugates.
Yeah, no, that's...
You know, they're subjugating themselves.
Yeah.
You know, which, I don't know. And when's the last time you subjugated yourself? Like, literally made yourself less than another human being for the benefit of a relationship?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think, like, having to take a step back like that. I mean, I think for family.
Yeah. I had
probably.
To do it politically in work environment when people reach out with extremely bold statements that I vehemently disagree with. Then I consider it's a form of subjugation to not speak up because I'm suppressing something, right? I'm not saying what I feel. I'm not being my true self. And when that is expressed because I don't want to create a situation. So maybe it's self-suppression as opposed to subjugation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's for the benefit of the union. It's for the benefit of the overall something, you know. And I believe in that.
The republic.
Yeah, yeah. For a stronger republic. Yeah, that's it. What we need.
Hey, it's Bob.
Before I dragged Nick down the path of surrogates and subjugation, he was onto another really good bad business idea, kicking ash. He has like 12 of these ideas every day. Sometimes I feel like I should be the implementation arm of Nick's creative brainstorms. I know not all of them would turn into gold, but I have to imagine that even if they fail, there's going to be one heck of a story to tell afterward. And I feel like that's kind of what life is about. Those with the best stories win. That does it for this dose, my friends. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.